This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
We got so many fun things to talk about on hour three of Radio Law Talk, the most exciting coronavirus-free radio show on earth. Remember, you're sitting around. You have nothing to do anyway. You might as well just listen to us banter back and forth about what is going on in the latest issues with legal terms, legal cases, and some, I'm not going to say interesting, but funny cases that we want to talk about. One is about what is going on in Wisconsin with there is an actual prison break. We're going to discuss that. Avenatti, Weinstein, Travelers Insurance is being sued for coronavirus issues. We're going to talk about that. We're going to have case or no case. Todd, Denise, and I and Cal are having a wonderful time here. We are your hosts and your producer. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Actually, go to our Instagram. I'm pushing our Instagram more because Radio Law Talk seems to be doing well on Instagram.
I just had a question for you. Got a news bulletin that in my hometown where I live,
yes,
a guy who was let out of jail because the state said you should be let out of jail as a COVID prevention, is arrested 3 days later for prowling.
Of course.
Burglarizing.
Of course they're burglarizing.
What is a person who's victimized by these crimes to do in terms of going back after the people who make these policies that obviously are not working?
Well, remember, Cal, we talked about this last week where New York set out. In fact, the district attorney said, we agree to let some of these people out because of the COVID-19. And New York's being impacted more than anywhere. And five were former, weren't they, had
sex offenders.
Sex offenders.
Yeah.
And they let five of them out. And there are more petty theft type people. And I've talked to some judges, by the way, and they're saying, the state is mandated. This is in California. We just hand them a, okay, you're out of jail. You're not going to jail. Here's your notice to appear.
Yep.
And we'll see you later and try not to go out and,
oh, please make your court date. Oh, I promise I will.
Yeah, I don't know, man. This is scary when you got to watch your property. People around there. But people are being vigilant, Todd. I know you want to say I've noticed a lot of people and communities, the community I live in, they have a Facebook page. They are vigilant. Everyone's saying, watch for this person, watch for this person. And you out there in the community, and here's our community service thing. You guys can watch and be the eyes of not just the police, but of your neighborhood.
Right.
Tell the neighbor. You see a suspicious car, you tell the whole neighborhood on Facebook. Look, this is the car. This is what it looks like. These are the individuals.
Well, or on your neighborhood watch. We've got a neighborhood watch that's fueled, if you will, also by Ring. And so you can actually show little videos about suspicious people in your yard or coming up to your door, taking your packages, and you get notified by your neighbors.
Be careful.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah, I have to just make sure you have your pants on when you go check the mail.
That's right.
But, to answer your question.
Well, that might be a good distraction, actually.
That'll definitely
keep away.
Everybody.
I couldn't see anything. But anyway, so Cal, to answer your question about, what do you do, what recourse do people
Who's
have?
Who's liable here, right.
So, interestingly enough, remember back in 2008 in the state of California, there was the whole big push about whether marriage is between a man and a woman. That was Prop 8. What went by was Prop 9. Prop 9 didn't get any play, and Prop 9 was the amendment to the California Constitution to give victims rights in criminal cases. Victims are entitled to notice when somebody is going to be released from prison. They're entitled to notice when a person is going to be sentenced, to be heard on bail and charging issues and all of that. And it was great. Except for one thing, which said nothing in this will give cause or rise to a civil cause of action to any municipality for failure to follow these guidelines. So there's really not a whole lot. I do wonder, though, if in the state of California and other states, if the victims of the crimes, so the sex offenders that were released in New York, were the victims' families of those crimes informed that that person was going to be released? And they call them Marcy's Law rights in California because this victim, Marcy, was a homicide victim, I believe, and it sprung because the suspect had been released and the family of the victim had an encounter with the suspect at a supermarket, and they had no idea that that person had ever been released.
Wow.
And we don't know what if there's an equivalent law in New York,
so we
just don't know the answer to that.
We don't, but certainly there are a lot of people that are concerned, especially the victims of the crimes that the people had committed.
There you go. And yet, the ultimate answer to this is always the ballot box, but the judges are appointed and have pretty long terms. It's hard to reach into the courtroom and say, hey, judge, you're out.
No. It depends on which state you're talking
that's
about.
That's what I'm saying, but I'm saying... You know,
or at the federal level is even different than
the
state.
The federal level, they're appointed. In a lot of jurisdictions in the state, you know, California, for example, they're elected judges. I mean, we had, remember the Aaron Persky case, the Stanford swimmer?
County Superior Courts are reaffirmed or elected,
It's a lot of times it's the Superior Court judges to whom a lot of the requests are made for early release. So, unless that jurisdiction is given to the administrators.
What does that have to do with case or no case?
It has absolutely, unless Cal has a case or no case dealing with prison release.
No, but based on what's going on in Michigan, it does make me wonder. So anyway, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
All right. When is a gym membership not a gym membership? And that's, you know, a big question for all of us. A New York woman was all excited to go back to the gym in January of 2017. She put on her spanky pants and her brand new Reeboks, and away she went. She got to the Healthy Her Gymnasium, was the name of it, and it was closed.
Was her name Denise?
No.
Was it the Healthy Her or Healthy Herd?
Her, H-E-R.
Okay, sorry.
Healthy
Her.
And there was a sign on the door that said, due to interior plumbing problems, the Healthy Her Gym is to be closed until Memorial Day. And she said, oh, that's sad, because she was disappointed she couldn't begin to remove the junk from her trunk. And then she saw the close date on the sign, and it was just before Thanksgiving. And then she looked at her credit card statement, and she said, wait a minute, you've been deducting $56.23 a month all along, and you've been closed. You can't do that. I'm going to call a lawyer. And so I ask you, Fred Penny, case or no case?
Okay, Denise, let's do the opposite, okay? Whatever I say, Denise. You do the opposite. Those who didn't listen this first and second hour, whenever I listen to Denise, we lose.
Well, he jinxed me.
I jinxed
That's
you.
My
That's
story.
Exactly right.
Sticking with it.
All right, so the answer is this is a case, and yes, I'm going to say this is a I'm going my gut feel. This is a case, and the lady wins. Because,
I feel your pain.
Because you know what? I'm telling you right now, man, you charge me $56, I get to come in.
Mr. Cunin, what say you?
I think it's thanks time for Denise because you know she.
Well, dealers, we go
no,
dealers.
No, we go dealers.
We go dealers.
All right.
Oh, okay.
If he's using Bill Clinton, I guess I got to come up with.
I did not.
Hey, how about you and Obama?
Not gonna do it. Got 1,000 points a lot on that their gym membership and. Going to tell you right now, I think this is a dead-on no case. I think somebody got dinged on a bill membership. Cal knows about it. Decided he'd make up a case. It's not a tax. Not going to do it. Not going to happen. I'm going no case.
Denise, and you say...
What did Fred say?
I said, yes, it's a case.
I'm just asking.
Yes, it's a case, and the individual wins.
And she wins. Well, it would be a breach of contract... It would be a breach of contract if they did not have the jail membership available and it was not a pandemic and that it was due to their facilities. So I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do.
When we come back, we'll be right back.
Chicken.
I don't know. I think she could have given us an answer. I hate giving Denise too much time to think about it. Case or no case, we'll get the answer after we take a break right here on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk
is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
At TicketChocolate.com, we believe that simplicity is best. We also know that chocolate is one of life's finest things that can help you savor your greatest moments. Late night visits with old friends, overdue romantic moments, and quiet mornings all to yourself. See their wide variety, like hot chocolate sticks or creamy marshmallows, and a lot more at TicketChocolate.com. They remind busy people like you to take time for the pleasure small things can give. TicketChocolate.com, where simplicity is best.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow with you.
This is
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Petty.
So we've got to figure out what Denise is going to say on this case, because it's an interesting case about gym membership or not. This lady finds out in January 2017, she finds out that her actual membership that she'd been paying for quite some time She goes, finally shows up to the gym, and it's not open.
I don't know what technique Denise uses to decide case or no case, but, I mean, I'm watching her during the break. She pulled out an abacus. She's got a slide rule. She licked her finger and held it up to check the wind direction.
Silver dollar.
Check the horoscope. And you know, it's like, I'm very curious to see what she comes up with here.
So what do you think, Denise? Case, if can a gym charge you to continue the auto debit for your credit card or your checking account, even though it is closed for plumbing repairs and hasn't been open for months? Because a gym's ideal model, of course, is on New Year's Eve week. Everybody runs down, signs up, and promises are going to come. And then, you know, 14 months later, they're still paying the charges because they say, well, I'm going to go. I'm going to go. And the gym just make bank off of that.
Yeah, did I catch you to say that by Thanksgiving she realized she was still being charged even though it hadn't opened?
Well, but when she went there, she looked back at her credit card statements and realized that since the Thanksgiving week, she had still been charged up to that point when she went.
Oh, I see. So, but it had been out of service since
right,
Thanksgiving.
November, December, January.
Right.
Yeah, right, right.
Okay, got it. Well, this would be a classic breach of contract kind of a claim, but and I think that there's some kind of a law and ordinance or something that says if you don't challenge the charge within so much time, then you can't challenge it, you know, on your credit card perhaps, or maybe there's something in the language of the membership contract that said that, you know, they can continue to charge if they're down for less than a certain period of time.
Right, maybe a 30 days or 15, whatever.
And maybe they put the burden on the member to know whether or not the gym is even open. Who knows? Maybe the burden's on the member to give notice 30 days in advance of when they're going to stop paying. Who knows? No case.
All of that and no case. That's unbelievable. All right, so, Fred, did you...
Oh, I just lose.
Did you say this was a case?
This was a case, and again, she wins.
Mm-hmm. Well, those of you who say this was a case... That would be, Fred, that would be you, wouldn't it? And then my mouse just stopped working, of course. I'm sorry, I'm going to play the tap song.
I lose. Oh.
You do.
I'm a loser anyway.
This was not a case. That would be Denise and Todd. Congratulations to you.
Yes.
You listen to Todd. It's me. It is me. It's not Denise. I was thinking maybe it's Denise. It's me. I'm the bad luck.
That's what I decided.
When I looked into this, because I heard something, this is a fairly common scenario where gyms either go out of business or they shut down or they have a temporary outage and they don't tell anybody. But the less than ethical ones just keep taking your money because they figure they're never in here anyway. They're not going to notice. Right?
Right.
But that, ladies and gentlemen, is case or no case, and I'm sorry, but...
I got no points this whole 3 hours.
Not one point
not
today.
Not one single.
Did I get 6 points today?
Yes, you did.
I think you did. Today
Holy
was a six-point day.
Can I retire now? Or just go out while you're on top?
No, Denise got 4. And Fred
I only got two.
Well, you got the first one. You got two.
No, I got nothing. The first one.
Okay, Denise
the first
got,
two. She
Denise
got,
got
yeah.
two.
I got two.
Fred got none, and Todd got 6. Todd, you're coming up.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yes, we're telling you
it's a slight one, but there's a chance. Hey, Fred, have you ever heard of a thing called due process?
No.
Apparently they haven't
dupe
heard of
process?
Dupe process. Yes. Apparently they haven't heard about that in Kern County either.
Tell me what happened.
Kern County, California. Yeah, so, you know, with the legalization of marijuana, it's been a bit tricky because it's still illegal on the federal level, legal on the state level in several states. And are you growing marijuana or hemp? And it depends on the chemical level and all this stuff. Well, here's what happened. There was a company down in Kern County, Bakersfield, it's Southern California, or the Central California, the Southern part, and the local sheriff got a warrant to go in, and on this warrant went in and destroyed a cash crop worth about $1 billion. That's billion
cash
with
crop
a
of
B.
What?
Well, that's the issue. They destroyed a cash crop that they claimed was marijuana, but the proprietor of the farming institution says, no, this is hemp. This is the legal stuff. We're allowed to grow this, and we're even allowed to grow it for medical testing under federal law. And, well, they destroyed it anyway, the sheriff's department did, and a lawsuit has ensued. Shocker. And And the question here is, did the sheriff's office act too quickly? One of the issues is the warrant. Denise, what was wrong with the warrant?
Well, there was a lot wrong with the warrant. It had an incorrect physical description of the hair color and eye color of the founder of the company. And further, it had the wrong Social Security number for him. And even to make it worse, there was no statement of probable cause attached to the warrant.
In the Fourth Amendment of the Constitution, folks, it says warrants, no warrant shall issue except on probable cause. That means you got to be able to read in there to say what is the probable cause that allows this warrant to have this property seized.
Yeah, no search or seizures.
That's
without
right.
a warrant.
Without a warrant,
right.
except on probable cause.
Correct.
And here's the thing. If the warrant doesn't have the probable cause statement in it, is it even valid? And what's more is, even if the warrant allows the seizure, where's the opportunity for the aggrieved party, in this case the farmer, to go in to argue, no, it's really hemp, not marijuana. No, I have this justification under federal law versus no. That's called due process, folks, and the sheriff's department in Kern County just destroyed it all.
More important than that, we're going to talk about lawyers' pants next segment. We're going to talk about Avenatti, Weinstein. It's kind of interesting about the lawyer pants. Did we talk about the Wisconsin one?
We haven't talked about that.
We've got to talk about this Wisconsin jailbreak. Cal, you will understand this.
That's a shock. So it involves cheese somehow.
Yeah, cheese and underwear. Just remember that. Just put those two together. Cheese and underwear, Wisconsin jailbreak.
Oh, man.
And then we're going to talk about a lawyer's pants.
Now that's a tease.
We'll be right back.
Underwear and pants.
And a lawyer's pants.
That's a tease right there.
We'll be back.
If you stay right there, you'll get to hear all about these fascinating topics next on Radio Law Talk.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com. If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
You USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump and New York Governor Andrew Cuomo continued their clash over whether the federal government has done enough to assist the state, one of the epicenters of the coronavirus outbreak. During his news conference, a reporter read a tweet from the president saying, Governor Cuomo should spend more time doing and less time complaining. Get out there and get the job done. Stop talking. We built you thousands of hospital beds you didn't need or even use. After hearing that, Governor Cuomo had this response.
First of all, if he's sitting home watching TV, maybe he should get up and go to work, right? Second, let's keep emotion and politics out of this and personal ego if we can, because this is about the people and it's about our job.
Cuomo also said, we'll show gratitude. How many times do you want me to say thank you? I'm already saying thank you for doing your job. That's your role as president. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
I saw that stone.
This is Radio Law Talk with Frederick Penny.
So apparently a couple of things are going on that are interesting. Number one, Avenatti is the attorney, you know, that was the Stormy Daniels attorney that is in jail presently and is actually being also prosecuted in Los Angeles, too, coming up. Is that correct? Or maybe I'm not correct. But he's in Manhattan right now in the federal penitentiary.
Yes, I know that.
But I don't know if there's another case.
He was actually taken into custody in the middle of his state bar proceeding.
Right.
And I believe is also facing charges for misappropriation of client funds.
Right.
And like that.
And I know that in the Nike scandal where he supposedly bribed Nike.
That was in New York. Los Angeles is for bank fraud.
Okay, but here's the point. Yeah. They're letting him out temporarily. Over the coronavirus fears, they're going to let him out for 90 days. He's going to have to be at home. He's got to self-quarantine for 14, house arrest, not allowed to leave the house unless it's an emergency, or this is the bizarre thing, or to conduct any transaction that costs more than $500. So, okay, all right, you can't leave. You got to stay here because of coronavirus. Go home. Stay home when you're nice. Stay in your nice place. It's in Venice, California. And, by the way, you can't go out unless it's a medical emergency or you're doing a deal over $500.
No, less than or more than.
More than.
Oh. Because if he can't spend over that, he can't go to Costco.
No.
I can tell you that.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I think what they're trying to do is they're keeping him from spending the money that he has.
Yeah.
Right?
No, it says you cannot. It says you can leave home. Wait, okay. You can leave home unless you have a medical emergency.
You can't leave home.
No. He can't leave home unless the following. you have a medical emergency, or you got to conduct a transaction over $500. What?
Yeah, so
okay, so hey, George,
airplane payments, lease on the Ferrari.
Yeah, I got to go do something over $500. So he's leaving all the time. I got a $500 deal.
So what happened? Well, I don't know. I'm in violation. What? I bought a roll of toilet paper. Yikes!
$500.
You know who else?
Joey on the corner.
You know who else is set to be released?
Who is
Michael Cohen?
That's
Michael
true.
Cohen is among those set to be released from a federal prison camp in upstate New York because of the coronavirus concerns. So he is said to be released soon. And again, you don't know. I don't believe. You talked about Avenatti being subject to, it's for 90 days and he's got to come back in. And part of that's because he's got charges he's facing in another jurisdiction. Now, I live in a jurisdiction where sometimes, because of a federal mandate, if the jail gets to a certain capacity, there's a federal injunction that had been in place for years, and the jail has to release some of the inmates. They release lower level. Somebody serving 15
it's
days.
It's like
they release
overcrowding.
Them out of 10, overcrowding, they release. Now, here's the thing. When those folks are released, their jail term is deemed served. Done. Okay? So I don't know, and nobody has really spoken about this, about whether or not folks that are being released because of pandemic-related concerns, if they are being deemed time served or not, or if they have to come back. And I think it really depends on the level of monitoring, because let's remember, folks, there's only so many ankle monitors to go around. You're releasing a bunch of these prisoners into the public. Can you track them? Can you not? Some have to be, and nobody's spoken of that. I would love to know the answer to that question, whether or not some of these folks are time served or if they have to come back when the crisis is
Yeah, certainly if they have charges pending, they have to come
Absolutely.
Back.
Absolutely.
Right? There's no question about those.
If Weinstein were able to get out, and I don't know that he's being released, Avenatti, those folks, they've still got charges in other jurisdictions. So.
No, I think that would be go against their – they're at home. They're stuck at home. It's no different than having your ankle monitor. So if he's there 90 days, if Avenatti's there
– he'll get credit
he'll
for
get
the 90
credit
days.
For the 90 days sitting at home.
But he
won't get out.
Yeah, but so, like,
no.
right? So
right.
Here's – and that's what I'm saying.
Not that I know of.
And that's what I'm saying is – so say Avenatti is out for 90 days, but he's at home. He gets credit for that 90 days. Let's
right.
say he's got 6 years to serve, right?
Okay.
Now, what I was saying is in the jurisdiction where I'm at right now, if a prisoner gets released because of prison overcrowding based on the federal injunction, let's say they're serving a 180-day sentence, but they're released after 60. They're deemed time served. They're done.
Wow.
And I don't know to what extent that applies. Like we had the guy, who was the guy that we talked about, the rapper, who was supposed to get out in December anyway?
Well, the
right?
FIFA guy, or the guy that was
Oh,
the...
yeah. No, I can't remember.
Something. So he gets released. He's probably time served.
Right.
And same as the FIFA guy from Brazil.
And I think Cohen, too.
Supposed to be out in December. So they said
that could be for Cohen. I don't know how much time he had to serve.
Have a lot
3 years.
Yeah.
3 years, yeah, you know.
And 70% for good time, you know.
Well,
he only serves 70% if he does good time.
That's true, but he's only been in for what? He hasn't even been in for
a year.
What
an ankle brace. Is the guy going to go.
So it's been over a year.
But is the guy going to go, you know,
not much.
Shoot someone or break an inner? So probably not. He's probably a low level risk. Put an ankle bracelet around the guy, you know?
Could be.
I mean, that's the way you want to do it. Harvey Weinstein, though, he survives his coronavirus.
Wow.
So, you know, the big issue. Was he wanted to be let out because he had coronavirus and apparently he's doing better. So
you wonder Weinstein, he wants to get out because he's got the coronavirus, and then he goes to the hospital and the doctor says, you know, guess what? You're cured. It's no
like,
longer there. And he's like, I can't catch a break. Dang it.
You know what's interesting? My wife brought that up about, and I brought up the Harvey Weinstein thing to her this morning, and she's like, and she, believe it or not, she's not really watches the news. She's not one of those news. She goes, Harvey Weinstein. And what's interesting is you don't realize how powerful this man was at one time. And I said, Miramax. She goes, oh my gosh, Miramax. I said, yeah, he was one of the main owners of Miramax. That's amazing how successful. I was just thinking about that this morning as I was reviewing about Harvey Weinstein. Here's a guy that just owned Miramax, one of the most powerful thing to do with Hollywood.
Film studios and distribution,
sure.
And oh my
absolutely
word.
Absolutely, yeah. Powerhouse.
With the snap of a finger, he could ruin your career or make
yes.
you a star. Yeah.
But it tells like you how you get too big for your britches, man, they'll put you back in your place. Isn't that right?
Well, so far, it's worked out well for him.
Yeah, it worked out really well. So here's the other issue, I don't get this whole thing. So in Atlanta, Georgia, a lawyer for here's the first time I've ever seen this. His the client is trying to get rid of an Atlanta lawyer because if the Atlanta lawyer went through the security checkpoint for in court, he disrobed and took his pants off. I don't know if it was like a stunt or if he was doing something weird, but this Atlanta-based attorney is accused of basically, doing this, and apparently he did. And now they're, quote, trying to crush his career and trying to get rid of him, and this is a big issue.
He wanted to prove he didn't have a weapon in his pants.
I don't know what he wanted to prove, but...
or he did have one.
Whoa. This
I'm just saying.
This went from G to PG-13.
I'm sorry. But
I just want the record to note that I said absolutely nothing.
I know that. So
but
I
you
just
did
want you to know that.
Slightly.
So when you get to... Don't forget, this is like speed dating. We're going to push through some of these really quickly. But, you know, I don't know what's going on. I don't know why lawyers take their pants off.
There were two different law firms that were representing this party. It wasn't the party that was trying to get the one attorney disqualified. It was the other party trying to get them disqualified. And he's argued that since the other attorney had already withdrawn, that they can't leave this attorney who took his pants off in by himself.
In other words, okay, no, please don't leave us with the pants-off lawyer.
Yes.
Why do you take your pants off when you go through the security checkpoint?
Because he was looking like a clown with his pants on the ground. No. No.
Well, yeah, I was thinking, maybe he was a lawyer, pants on fire, but whatever.
Could be.
Maybe he took off the belt and the pants.
Does anybody know 855 Law Radio? I mean, why would you take your pants off going through the security checkpoint? I don't get it.
Now, look, the only thing that
stress
I can think
is the only thing I can think is crazy stress.
I had this.
It could be stress.
I had this belt, and it was awesome. Because when I would go through the security checkpoint, even though it had what appeared to be a metal buckle, it never set the thing off. And everybody else having to take off their belt and put it on the line, and I never had to do that. And then I got a new belt, and I had lost some weight, and I took my belt off to place it on the security platform, and my pants nearly fell off because they were so loose. It was when I was doing that trial about a month and a half ago.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my gosh, I had to pull the pants up. Same thing happened to my dad going on a flight, the pants nearly came off. It was accidental. I understand the attorney, but if he intentionally took his pants off to show whatever...
Well, let's talk about Wisconsin, convicts that escape. Travelers Insurance is getting hit with a lawsuit about coronavirus? Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Pardon me, man. Your Freudian slip is showing.
Did I say a Freudian slip something else?
Yeah. And you guys have to hear my quick take because I've got a really cheeky one.
Oh, brother.
We'll be back. We're also going to talk about sports leagues might be in trouble because of coronavirus.
Stay tuned. More Radio Law Talk right after.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com. If you're one of those...
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good.
These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
That is Armadillo.
This is Radio Law Talk. And now, back to the show.
Cal, I think this whole show has been anecdotal.
I pretty much agree. Yeah,
This has been an anecdotal Radio Law Talk. I think this one should go down in the books as Radio Law Talk anecdotal. Go to www.radiolawtalk.com. You can see or you can watch or listen to any of our podcasts because these are recorded. They're put in a podcast mode. And you can search the topic and it'll take you to what week of what year, and you can research it, Todd.
You know, we've had some people ask, why is it that you don't have, like, a camera to show, you know, what happens outside the broadcast time, you know, during the break? And
we did that for a little period of time.
But we don't anymore, and all I'm going to say is you learn a lot about your co-hosts, and I'm glad that we don't.
Yes, exactly. If you would have heard what we heard during the break, I think our radio listenership would have gone through the roof.
All I'm going to say is this innocent little facade that Ms. Dirtjikashimi is trying to portray online is exactly that, a facade.
She is one of the best, in my opinion, family law, powerhouse lawyers, and she is just so professional. But you know what? You dig down deep behind her, and I'm telling you, she is had an interesting,
interesting life. I'm telling you, if she could write a book, and I wish she would, but you'd have to tell all the true stories. You'd have to put it.
Yep.
You'd have to put the details. You gotta wait till like you're in the 80s.
And pictures. 80s old.
The problem is they're faded from the 70s. That's the thing.
Yeah, no, back in the 70s, you took pictures of things. You didn't take pictures of people. For some reason, it just wasn't as popular. You know, you took a picture of your college or you took a picture of whatever.
Well, the selfie revolution. And besides, people knew nothing about photography then.
Yeah.
You know, because...
And had a Polaroid.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you didn't have the iPhone 11. Hey, you know what? In southern Wisconsin, we bring this up. Two inmates are get out of jail, and how they get out of jail is through the kitchen helped them get out of jail. They scaled some of the fences, and they run away to near Illinois, and they go to this little homeless shelter. This is what's interesting. So they go to Miss Carly's homeless shelter, and it's a homeless shelter that helps people, and they don't look or ask, you know, generally speaking, about what your situation is or who you are. They're there just to help. But what you have to understand in going to these shelters, Todd and I discussed, is a lot of these people, not all, but have had some issues in life. And so they know they're pretty street smart. So these guys roll in and they're, you know, these people who just escaped said, we're going to go to the homeless shelter because you know what? It's anonymous. Like Cal said, usually, or Todd, they're usually going to kind of protect. I mean, they're not going to say anything. No, look, everybody's got their own
free
issues.
Free food, come in and live your own
come
life.
Come and go as you like.
Right.
But guess what? Then they took their jail stuff off, but they had their skivvies on. And I don't know why, but they took their skivvies off. You should have just asked for food, but you asked for clothes, doggone it. And they had skivvies on. And the guy goes, I mean, and the person at Miss
Carly's
goes, those are the undies. Those are prison undies. And sure enough, they call and they catch them because they're prison undies.
And they're probably marked as such, I would imagine.
I don't know.
More than likely what it was. And then they were picked up.
I bet they were marked.
They were picked up later at the Piggly Wiggly.
Oh, well, sure. The Piggly Wiggly supermarket.
Piggly Wiggly. Yeah. I love them. You know what? I want to go to the Piggly Wiggly. We're West Coasters.
Yeah.
And it's all Midwest and East Coast, right?
Yeah.
Piggly Wiggly?
A very popular supermarket chain.
It's kind of like a Walmart, right?
It's a supermarket.
It's like a supermarket.
It's a supermarket.
Yeah.
I want to go to the Piggly Wiggly one time. Can someone send me at info@radiolawtalk.com a picture of Piggly Wiggly? I know I can look it up online, but I will put you, if I can get that, or go onto our Instagram and post a picture of you at the Piggly Wiggly for Radio Law Talk.
Hopefully at the meat counter.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the meat counter, whatever you want.
Because did you see the masks that I sent you in my little? I sent you a picture of the masks that I made up. The apartment, it's hard to get the bacon to bend around your ears.
Oh.
But otherwise, I'm telling you, I know how to breathe.
Oh. What's going on with Travelers Insurance? Is anything else? I'll tell you what's going on, and this is going to, there are, in fact, we were talking about, a bunch of us lawyers were talking about the other day, the lawsuits are going to occur because of coronavirus, but there's going to be a lot of immunities to people, and again, there's so much going on, it's going so fast, we don't know everything, immunities from people being sued because of the coronavirus. But one issue is the insurance companies. The first insurance company has been sued for when you buy a policy for your business, and if you own businesses that are like you own a building and you're renters, and if there are policies that if the renters don't pay because of something that occurred, their rent, then the insurance company supposedly is supposed to cover you for those rents.
Income protection insurance.
And there's some protection also for lost business profits.
Right, and all that type of stuff.
Officer director kind of compensation.
Yeah, so that's starting out now where people are saying, I can't pay rent because of the coronavirus, and we're having issues. And some people are now going to their insurance company and say, pay up. You know, these kind of people aren't paying rent, and the insurance companies are saying, not so fast. So the first lawsuits are flying on the coronavirus coverage of whether or not these businesses should be paid or receive coverage for people not paying their rent due to the coronavirus.
You know, and in addition...
in the state of California, and I'm waiting for other states to follow suit, they could also be hurt because the insurance commissioner in the state of California has ordered insurers, like auto insurance, workers' comp insurance, to return the premiums
15%
during this period of time because, you know, look, nobody's on the road. They're not driving. They're paying for protection that the government won't, for activities that the government will not allow them to engage in.
That's why gas prices have gone down so.
And some policies provide coverage when there's a civil authority that somehow interrupts your business pattern and you have business loss for it. That's what they're claiming, because we've been ordered shelter at home. We've been ordered people cannot travel unnecessarily unless it's essential. And so that basically the governor's the authority and the local authorities that are making or enforcing the shelter in place.
You've got all the way down from the president to the governors to the county commissioners to the sheriff, all that type of stuff. What else? So we got, we're speed dating. Kathy Griffin, tell them what happened really quickly, Denise, in a quick take. Overview.
I really like this one because this is arises out of those teenagers that were in Washington, D.C., and the one teenager kind of came face-to-face.
Covington.
Covington came face-to-face with the Indian. He was like, they were drumming, and the teenager had a Make America Great Again hat on, and a lot of people jumped right away and said this kid was disrespectful, he shouldn't have done this to this older gentleman, and, you know.
And they did jump the gun,
and
clearly.
Everybody jumped the gun, right. But the suit was brought in Kentucky, where the boy lives.
Against Kathy Griffin
and
for what she said.
Against Kathy Griffin for things that she had said, and, you know, asked for his name and wanted to know his names of his family and friends, and basically kind of, you know, implied he did something very wrong, but the Kentucky court dismissed the case because Kathy Griffin had no contact whatsoever with Kentucky. Even though he lived there at the time when she said these things, it was not directed at Kentucky. So it's a jurisdictional issue. It doesn't mean she's not going to get sued further for what she said, but she wins round one.
Well, it's a technical issue she won on.
Jurisdictional, absolutely.
I think that this one's going to be appealed because typically speaking, jurisdiction can be anywhere that the act is committed or where the victim resides, and I think that he would argue this. I would not be surprised if this were appealed. I'd be curious to see how they handle it.
I think it turned on the fact that he was still in D.C. when she made the statements. So he was not residing in Kentucky at the time the statements were made. That's why it did.
He was on a trip to D.C.
He
still resided in Kentucky.
True, but the injury would have been caused in D.C.
Actually, it would have been everywhere. But go ahead. We got more important things to do.
For example, ladies and gentlemen, right now it's time for us to listen to everyone's quick takes. And I'm going to start with you, Mr. Kunin. What's your quick take today?
Kern County, to stave off this lawsuit, should really invite Burning Man to be held in Kern County, and they could burn the crop and everybody would be happy.
Denise Dirks, what is your quick take today?
I knew this man in Maryland. He didn't want to be caught with his pants down while going to get the mail, so he just took them off.
Okay, when you break out of jail, remember, when showing up to a homeless shelter, make sure you just ask for food and not clothes. We'll be back next week. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise, Todd, and our producer, Cal.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com. A copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.